Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you know this or not, but mobs. Have you seen this flash mob business? You know, do a flash mobs and where people just show up. You know, they first did it for crime, and then they started doing it for dollars. You know, on a program, television programs, and then Christians started doing it. Let's do a flash mob. Mm-hmm. You know, when I read through the Book of Acts over and over again, what's one consistent thing that you see in Acts is you see the Alinsky model of mobs, and immediately they would stir mobs up to come and do their business. Mm-hmm. I mean, it didn't matter where Paul was and Jesus was and James and John, they would stir everybody up. And the only time that the people who were controlled by darkness was concerned is when the mob was against them. Mm-hmm. Because remember when they let Peter and John out, it was Peter and James or John, that then they let them out. They let them out only because the mob was not on their side. They said that we were concerned about how this is going to happen because people really believe what they're saying, which means this. It's sad to say the majority rules. The majority rules with basic human nature. And I know that in America, there are people, the majority of people in America love God. They want to have a nation, one nation under God. They want to have the Constitution. They want the freedom of, they want the First Amendment, Second Amendment. They want that. But you have to understand, for whatever reason, it takes a larger group of folks. And believe me, people work on the crowd basis. It's just amazing. You know, there's a crowd, you know, let's go.
Must be God.
Which means, you know, we have to begin to wake up, like Dr. King said. You know, we've got to stand up. And he said, I'm paraphrasing this, but we have it on the torch. But he says, in the midst of great oppression and just years of evilness, he still saw, even under in the states that had evil governors and evil leaders in it and some shadowing of evil folks, he saw the majority of folks in those states were good. And so he spoke to them in their hearts. And all of a sudden, when these good folks saw visually what they were doing with that authority, when they were coming against our citizens and they were launching dogs and fire hoses against African-American citizens in our nation, those good folks rose up, and that was a turning point. That was a turning point, Dr. King being in prison when he went down there just to go help out with the sanitation workers and all the things that was going on. And it's like, but you have to be willing to do what that city councilwoman said that we just had on in a recent program, where she said, Maryland, but she just said, or county commissioner, she just said, this is constitutionally right, and I'm willing to stand up for it, and I'm willing to go to jail for it. And then that made it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled she was right. That's actually how it's supposed to work. Sad thing about it, 4 Supreme Court justices said, no, you can't pray in the name of Jesus, but 5 did. Lord, we thank you for those 5. May they expand in their reach and all. But some of the things that I want to talk about, other than the fact that this pay attention to, if you haven't yet listened to Chilled Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day, you need to really get that inside of you to understand what's going on. Because you don't want to be the one of the ones standing in the crowd said, let his blood be on our head. Give us Barabbas. Because if you don't understand how it works, you may think you're in some political thing or some movement thing or some social justice movement thing. And you're going to find something coming out of your mouth that you're going to regret at the throne room of God. Mm. And, I mean, can you imagine, you know, being the ones that said that? But I want to talk about today about how I believe, you know, the Lord says, the Word of God says that he's going to present us. Jesus is going to present us without spot or wrinkle, without spot or wrinkles, you know, stain or wrinkle. And cleanse us by the washing of his word, which means, hey, you got to be in the word. But we're going to talk about that because I believe that God's about to iron America. I believe he's about to take the iron and he's going to get some wrinkles out of us. And I don't know if you ever touched an iron before, but it's going to be rough. But understand this, I believe we're going to be iron. From what the Lord is showing me, what I'm about to read to you from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, it kind of lines up what the Lord's been sharing with me. I just want to go right into a particular word that just came out from Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, talking about our need for an awakening. And what he says in this particular word is Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, is that outside of an awakening, which we would call that a third great awakening, and for, we talked about that before, and hopefully that's a related article, so you can actually find out what does that actually mean. But it basically means the changing of the DNA of a nation. It's just a shift that takes place. And he talks about, he says, outside of an awakening, we are on the edge of some radical things. He begins to explain them. He says, today there is basically four worldviews: the Christian worldview, the Islamic worldview, the secular worldview, and the Marxist worldview. And in those, that's exactly what we've been, you know, trying to educate our listeners and viewers about. But he ends it with specifically saying, after giving the details of all these different things that are going on, and the viewpoint is, like, there's people in America that have this, all these different viewpoints, and in the world as well. But he says, without an awakening, that we are getting very close to an unprecedented violence in America. Unprecedented violence. And it's happening all over the world. You know, you just, this is what, it's important to look at the Word of God, you know, and think about what Jesus said. He said, every nation, any nation divided against itself will fall. Any couple divided against each other will argue. Any family divided will fall. Any community divided will fall. There is no option to that. I mean, that's what happens. The thing is, we got to get united. The thing is that you got these four, you know, world viewpoints. Which one are we going to unite around? Are we going to unite around an Islamic view? Are we going to unite around a Marxist view? We're going to unite around a secular view, or we're going to unite around a Christian view. Well, America originally was united around a Christian view. And so in the context of that, I mean, our laws come from Moses, you know, Moses's writings, and you know, we're just, you know, Jews and Christians launching a nation, seeking God's wisdom on how to be able to do what's this great experiment, as they put it. And so that was the original viewpoint. And you can go back and look at the original tent to hear that. But understand that this violence that that Rick Joyner's talking about, and he's part of the Oak Initiative. You can actually find out more at theoakinitiative.org. But you can go to VFNTV.com, click on the torch, and you can actually, we'll have links there for you. But we're in the Valley of Decision, he talks about. We're in this Valley of Decision. And the Lord began to speak to me specifically about this one Islamic view of the world. And what it is you find people who push their view, you know, the people that feel confident that their view is the right view. And at one time in history, you know, in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, you had the Crusaders who pushed their view and across the world. And they literally went out with physical swords and military and all that type of stuff. And you have the papacy today, you know, with their own cars and bulletproof and all that stuff. And so, but that, so it wasn't, you know, Christians are not separate than that, you know, but we've gone astray when we're looking at it in that context of just that we're not, the kingdom of God is within us. You know, Christians are not trying to establish their kingdom on earth. It's God's kingdom coming. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And that happens progressively. It don't happen through our hands. It happens through our obedience to him when he begins to fulfill his will. When all of a sudden, when he talks about it in Revelation, and we talked about it in the book of Revelation just recently, that all of a sudden there is a new heaven and a new earth. I mean, you're not going to, if these kings make war against Jesus, I mean, they're going to make war against anybody who physically tries to do something in the context of that. We're supposed to win the king's heart. That's what Paul did. Paul stood in double chains, standing before the kings, and he just talked to him. He said, I wish you were like me outside these chains. But the other mindset, if you're trying to force your view, your view and force, you can't force somebody in a relationship, but force somebody to have your viewpoint in the context of that, I mean, you're going to say, you know, get me an attorney. These people have falsely imprisoned me. You're not going to be witness unto the king. You're going to be caught up with offense and bitterness and resentment. And you're trying to sustain your life when Jesus said, unless you lay down your life, pick up your cross and follow me, you can't even have a part of me. It's a whole different paradigm. And we were listening to an interview recently to, you know, over in the Middle East, and they're saying, you know, why do you keep kidnapping Christians? I believe it was in Egypt. But why do you keep kidnapping Christians? And he said, because you don't fight back. You know, and we can actually, people will give money for you. You know, if somebody, you know, the radical Islam, you know, somebody kidnaps them, is like, wow, he's going to, you know, he's fixing to be rewarded in heaven. we'll see you up there. We're down there. We're
right.
You know, but Christians are like, oh, my goodness, you know, they got Susan. You know, and everybody starts coming together, and they get finances together because they ransomed them to be able to get them out. So we're thinking about, would anybody get us out?
Yeah, right.
We got 75s, Aunt. I don't know if it's going to happen or not.
Right.
But the whole thing, it's a different viewpoint. We got to be careful because you can start becoming exactly what you don't want to become and what God has delivered us from. You could be, try to become the crusader type mindset. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, especially when people are saying, this is a Christian nation. And I saw people pull, you know, guns out, mm-hmm. you know, citizens against citizens in the name of the Constitution and in the name of the law. And it's like, we're brothers and sisters, but that's not what we're supposed to do, guys.
Right.
And I don't know if they're Christians, but citizens. But knowing that, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to lay down our life. We're supposed to preach the gospel, that God's more powerful than all of that. But understand that there's some wrinkles in America. And one of the viewpoints that God has shown me about is that the difficulty and struggle that America's going through and going to go through is he's going to iron it. It's Jesus. I mean, he says very specifically in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 through 27, it says, Christ loved the church. Jesus loved the church and gave himself for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of the water through the word, which shows you how important, how you get clean is getting in the word of God and abiding with the Lord, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any blemishes, but holy and blameless. And the Lord's just, I mean, specific, I'm trying to, you know, he's speaking to me, and I'm thinking, Lord, what are you saying with this? And he showed me that America being under a physical attack. And when I saw just recently with Rick Joyner, who actually is with the Oak Initiative, which he established, which has, you know, all these former CIA and mm-hmm. all these generals and all
Green
the
Berets.
People that are watching. What's that?
Green Berets.
Yeah, Green Berets and all the ones that know, you know, can logically tell you what's happening. Then you look at the financial situation where, you know, folks are, they're just printing money, you know, going, you know, $200 trillion, as we saw in a previous program that we had, and you could be charged 100% taxes for the rest of your life and it never would even touch it. And so the end result of this thing, I mean, but God is bringing us to the end of ourselves. I mean, we're just like a prodigal nation, you know, mm-hmm. we would. And what happens, we're going to end up in a pigsty.
Right.
But if we come to our senses, we can return to God, and he's going to say, kill the fatted calf. You know, my prodigal nation has come back to me, but he's shown us, you know, shown me that that our Navy is going to be under physical attack, and it's going to be a physical attack. And it reminds me of John Paul Jackson. Hmm. This is just prophetic dreams. I don't know anything outside of this, but John Paul Jackson says his prophetic prophecy was, where was the Navy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where was the Navy? We saw an attack happen on the base up in Washington, D.C., the Navy base just killing our innocent citizens who are working there to defend us. But then he also showed me Islam coming in, the spirit of Islam coming in, and they were carrying irons. They were carrying irons. And how often, if you actually get in the Word of God, you'll find out God will use your adversary. He will use things out of control to bring you in control.
He sure will.
You know, and often he would use, you know, other folks to come in to discipline his own folks, to bring his folks to the place that he wants them to be. And guess what? After he finishes that, then he deals harshly with the ones that even thought about laying their hands on God's folks. But know this, I mean, this is totally confirms that. And I really believe, this is what I believe, God is ironing out some wrinkles. He's going to iron, this is going to get some wrinkles out of us, the church. This is going to get some wrinkles and some blemishes out of us. And it's going to create in us, it's going to wash us to a place that he can bring us to a point again. That's kind of what the Lord is just showing me. It confirms it, what, you know, Rick Joyner is seeing with Morningstar Ministries, even with the Oak Initiative, how they said they can even verify these things taking place. But I just know that there are prophetic dreams where God is showing me. Well, I want to encourage you, prepare yourself. If you haven't yet gone to VFN TV and listened to Prudent Preparation, you can access it. There's a link on the front page of VFNTV.com. And it's part of VFN TV, and you can listen to it. And it just gets you to start thinking out of the box. You know what? I need to be ready to be ironed. I need to be ready for America to go through some times it's going to get out some rough places and get us back on the straight and the narrow road. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com.
Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.